Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How little is too little when it comes to gym clothing? I was reading Robert Crampton in the Times UK about this, and he says, I'm in the gym with semi-clad young women. Where do I look? Uncomfortable is my instant answer, he goes on to say in the piece. At my gym, whose patrons are three quarters women in their 20s and 30s, I often feel as though I've wandered into the girls' changing room by mistake. The tank tops and sports bras far outnumber the yoga pants and the ballet cardigans. And I know loads of our listeners are going to have some experience and views on this today. Do give us a shout, 1800 453 106. That's the number. Paul Byrne, though, is the director of Body Byrne Training. Paul, just first of all, do gyms have rules about clothing?
No, they don't, actually. But over the last few years, it was never really an issue in the fitness industry for years. But after the last few years, when social media came in and a lot of people are filming themselves, the scanty clothing has boomed in gyms over the last few years. And we have a lot of young girls actually wearing bikinis when they're working out now.
But not actual bikinis, though.
No, workout bikinis. Like, they're like a small, they would be shown off the midsections. They'd be kind of like hot pants, a lot of that selling. And a lot of the gym clothing now is sold. You'd see that's what there is more of, is say 70% of that sold, more so than the long bottoms, the yoga pants or the sweaty loose top.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, he talks about in the piece the intergenerational millennials, you know, and he talks about the millies, right? So the millies are people in their 30s and early 40s. I'm a millie, right? So he says, we tend to favour tight on tight gym and running gear, leggings, totally guilty of this myself, crop tops, contour hugging vests. And then he talks about Gen Z. These are the guys in their teens and their early 20s, and that they tend to prefer baggier, less showy off stuff. What we in the fashion biz, as he says, calls a looser silhouette. So you've noticed this, Paul, over the years, like it's really changed.
And actually the aged groups that you specifically mentioned there, and the reason why that is a lot is because a lot of them, when they're working out at a younger age, they're easier getting in shape. Their bodies are already half in shape when they're younger. And so when people go in, they're out of shape in their 30s or 40s, they put on a lot of belly fat. So they're not really showing it off with scanty clad clothes. But you find the younger generation, they're going in like fashion contest practically. And then you know, like that's what's happening, and it can be very intimidating in the gym for people as well. It can get practically narcissism. It is, you know, someone has great six pack, and young girls have some amazing shaped bodies, and they're just showing them off basically. And they should cover it up a little bit, you know.
Right. It's funny because, like, I've no doubt people will say, "God, I've worked really hard at this, and you know, I keep myself in shape, and I work really hard to, you know, to look and feel like I want to feel, and sure, I'll wear whatever I want, you know."
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. But it just, like I said, it can be intimidating for the people that are overweight and they're covered up and they're seeing somebody walking around like wearing, like I had a trainers working here for me, and they'd be coming in practically freezing cold and they're actually working in the gym and wearing hoodies and practically duffel coats. And then once they go to work out, practically putting on bikinis, you know, the hot pants come out and the sports bras, and that's what they are. You know, and that's kind of the fashion that it is now.
Yeah. And would people ever complain out of curiosity? Or not complain, but would clients or customers ever talk about clothing in the gym?
Yes, it does happen as well, because there is a lot of girls especially pushing it right to the wire. And you see, I'm sure everybody's seen them on social media. They're videoing themselves, like they're doing workouts, like putting cameras on the floor. And, you know, I won't go into detail, but they're videoing it. And it can offend a lot of people. Especially because younger people in the gym is looking at that, you know, like you see it. And there's actually a guy on social media calls them all out, because they're actually saying, I'm being creeped in the gym. And it can be very, like, guys be trying not to, they're probably staring at a mirror and the girl just happens to be walking in front of them and they think, oh, he's creeping on me and all that. That's an awful lot of that is happening, you know, and they're calling them out on social media saying, this guy is creeping on me in the gym, because the girl's wearing half nothing and they just probably catch their eye. It's not actually that he is creeping on her. He just happens to glance in the same direction.
Right.
There's a lot of that happening now at the moment.
Yeah. Well, look, I suppose it's hard to know what somebody's experience is, but no, I know what you're saying. Content creator and personal trainer Natalie Lennon is with us too, Paul. Stay with us for a few moments. Like, you're probably noticed too, Natalie, gym clothes. I see it myself over the years. It's changed dramatically, hasn't it?
Look, it has changed dramatically, and I completely agree with that, and I take Paul's point on board completely. But I think it's crazy to say that they are pretty much bikinis and that it's borderline narcissism. Like, for years, women were told to be skinny, and now we're embracing strength, muscle, and we're being shamed again. Like, we should be allowed to feel empowered, not policed, when we're working on our health. And the gym is a place that should be about focus and personal growth, not a place where we feel uncomfortable or judged. I feel like to blame a woman for someone else's distraction, it's outdated and it's problematic, and it's like an issue on them if they can't manage their distractions. It's not our responsibility to fix it with regards to what we wear. And you have to remember that a lot of this clothing now, it's being sold by huge brands that are creating clothing specifically for performance. Mm. Like, would you rather we wear baggy t-shirts, baggy trousers, just for their comfort, and then maybe we're too warm? I totally get Paul's point where he's saying sometimes, you know, maybe some women can come in the winter when it's freezing wearing, you know, little shorts and little crop tops. I take that point on board. Maybe there is an element of doing it for social media. But as someone who does a lot on social media, I guess I don't see too much of that. I feel like we wear what we want to wear because it makes us confident and it's practical for a lot of our training. It prevents chafing. Like, the tightness means that the leggings are not falling down if we are squatting, if we're on the treadmill.
But clothes are actually sold. Sure, I'm always looking for it myself, Natalie. Like, clothes are sold, even as they're branded as being like squat proof leggings.
This is it. Yeah. Yeah. But I think we need that because, look, some leggings are not squat proof. They're see-through. But the whole point is you want leggings to be tight and stay up on you and not falling down, so you're not yanking them up the whole time when you're training or squatting. Do you know what I mean? If you've been doing it yourself. Mm. But I feel like no one calls out men on wearing compression shorts or stringer tanks. Or
topless. How many fellas do you see in the gym with no top on?
Maybe not so much in Ireland, but definitely a lot in the warmer countries. And no one's going to call them out for that. And a lot of men, just in some gyms that I've been in, would take off their top in the middle of a workout to practice their posing or check out their muscle definition in the mirror. And that can be, I suppose, something that really affects someone who's new to the gym. And do you know what? It's tough to keep everyone happy, but I feel like it should be an inclusive space for everyone, and that if someone's distracted, it's on them.
Yeah. John Belton is the owner of Number 17 Personal Training. Stay with us too, Natalie and Paul, if you don't mind. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you've a view on this today. John's the owner of Number 17 Personal Training. How much has the gym fashion changed, John?
It's changed so much since I started in the industry over 20 years ago, where a lot of my clients were coming in their son's oversized t-shirts and a pair of old baggy shorts that they picked up somewhere in the room. It has evolved massively, which is great to see.
Yeah, like, it's, look, I know that some people are going to be uncomfortable talking about this, and particularly men around women, and probably maybe to some extent women too around men. But, like, you know, I see it myself at times in the gym, or even in the gym over the years. Like, a lot of the gym clothes now is, it's basically kind of bras and shorts, isn't it? Really, like,
it has evolved a lot. And with that evolution, they've become quite refined down it's changed, but it's changed in a great way. And it's really good to see that people are taking better interest in, and more interest in, you know, how they look. Because I really do believe that if you look well, you'll train well and you'll race well. Obviously, clothes have gotten shorter and smaller. A lot of that's driven by our colleagues and our friends over in the States who are training in California. And the CrossFit movement meant everyone took their clothes off when they were exercising. T-shirts were off before you even got into the gym. Of course, we followed suit over here, even though it was freezing cold. Lads can't wait to get the t-shirts off. And likewise, girls are training in a sports bras and embracing their shape, which is obviously fantastic. But I suppose it does come with, like anything in life, it does come with consequences, a strong word to use, but it does come with people uncomfortable with that as well.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because like, I know from talking to people about this in the office today, when I, you know, boys were talking about the girl, actually, sorry, a lot of my female colleagues were talking about other females in the gym and what they're wearing and the body parts that you can see. But so too were a lot of the women talking about the men. And like, at every opportunity, a fella will have his top off if he's at High Rocks or CrossFit.
It's true. It's so true. And I just find it so strange. You know, that the first time that happened, I remember taking my t-shirt off in the gym that I worked
You're
in.
You're guilty of this, John!
I was. Now listen, we're talking 20 years, John, of 20 years ago, and I did feel uncomfortable, and I kind of went, this just doesn't feel right. But you know what? The guys find that they race better, they feel better, they get their t-shirt off, and more power to them if everyone else is doing it around them. You know, that's That's great. But you made one little point there that actually is something that I have in my personal training studio, what I've observed, and we'll have, you know, we've a broad array of different age groups and categories that will come in and train with us. And I have seen older females, I'm not going to say complain, but observe that, you know, when younger girls are training in the sports bras, that they feel quite uncomfortable by that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually very interesting that you said. And that is something, like, I would never have a guy saying, I feel uncomfortable about this girl training sports bra, or even comment on it,
yeah,
and rightly so. But I have had women who have said, you know, have said, look at this, you know, what's she doing training her sports bra? That's ridiculous, kind of carry on. Which is interesting, and I think that happens a lot. You know, maybe it's out of just, you know, a change in culture of what was acceptable to train in versus then versus now. But that is actually an interesting one that I hadn't even thought about. As soon as you said it, I went, oh yeah, I actually have experienced that quite a lot. And women even saying, I don't want to be training in the gym with a load of young ones around me in sports bras.
Right,
because
yeah,
I guess it just maybe highlights perhaps their own insecurities or something else.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because, like, in my experience, women can be very critical of other women, more so actually than men. I just want to go back to something you mentioned a few moments ago. The idea that you said tops off for the lads training, that came from CrossFit in the US, did it?
Oh, in my opinion, yes. In 2007, I remember sitting with a few colleagues looking at videos of these guys doing CrossFit workouts, learning what this CrossFit phenomenon was. And the first thing the lads would do was shirts off, and they trained in board shorts, surfer shorts. And that, you know, that was the culture. SoCal is where CrossFit originated. So that's what everyone did. They had their shirts off. They trained in a warehouse where there was no rules, and you could go barefoot, shirts off you go and trained. And that translated straight into happening here in Ireland, where, you know, lads would just be like, this is just what you do. And it is funny, because even though I worked for CrossFit for a number of years, and I have my own gym, and I just kind of always made a rule of, keep your t-shirt on, lads. You're in Ireland. It's 4 degrees in here. Taking your clothes off is actually not smart. You need to stay warm, get your joints warm, and get yourself going.
Yeah.
And perhaps that was my own insecurity speaking through there.
Yeah, it's funny. Is HYROX the new CrossFit then for this?
Oh my goodness, we're going down that rabbit hole. HYROX is whoever, the guy who created HYROX looked at everything CrossFit was doing wrong, took note of it, and then improved on that and made something bigger and better. And yes, it is. It's HYROX guys are just racing with shirts off, and girls are racing in sports bras and in short, and look, guys are racing in t-shirts and all the rest of it as well. But yeah, it has become that. It's just become acceptable to do that, and that's great. You know, I've no dog in the fight either way. If someone's confident in themselves and want to take their t-shirt off and train, that's brilliant. I do think that sometimes we're not fantastic when it comes to kind of knowing the room. If you're in a small studio and there's you know, two or three perhaps more senior females or males training, it might not be the place to be whipping your t-shirt off and throwing chalk all over the place and sweating. But it's become the new, you know, the new way to express yourself and peacock a little bit, I guess, for guys, is to get the shirt off and, oh, look, let them at it, I guess. No one's, if they're in the gym and they're exercising and training, isn't that brilliant? If we were complaining about everyone being out in the streets boozing and not looking after themselves and getting unhealthy, then
that's very true.
You know, that's
they'll be whinging about that on the show as well, John.
Exactly.
John Belton, thanks a million for joining us. Text here from a listener. You know, why aren't you talking about the men wearing short shorts and no tops on at all? That too could be an issue for some women. Paulette Egan is the co-founder of the athletics clothing brand I Spy Clothing. What's your thoughts on this, Paulette? We got Paulette. No, we'll try and... You can hear me there, Paulette. Now you can. No, we'll try and reconnect with Paulette. Claire, though, is with us on the line. Claire, good afternoon.
Hello, Andrea.
How are you doing?
I'm good now, thank you.
Good. What's your thoughts on this today?
Well, your researcher contacted me in relation to... I was on before about the shorts, the knicker shorts worn by the girls in the Olympics. And... anyway, he asked me about influences, but a lot of people believe that it's their choice of whatever they want to wear. And I was just contending that really, I don't think we're overly aware of how little in control we are of our choices. I think that the fashion gurus, they decide what is going to be in fashion and they put it there. I think that events like the Olympics are opportunities for companies like Nike to showcase what they want people to wear in the gyms, and they do that by the athletes, the super looking athletes that are there. So that's just my point.
It was around the athletics clothing, wasn't it? There was a change,
yeah.
I think, to, was it the American women's athletic team, there was a change to the uniform, or you know what I mean, what they were wearing for the, yeah, for the race. But like, I can imagine though, if you are running, you know, like if you're running, if you're competing in the hurdles competition, like that, a lot of that would be the right clothing though, Natalie, wouldn't it?
I would say so. Yeah, like speaking from personal experience, I ran a half marathon recently in Barcelona. Now, I know that's outdoors, but I went for shorter shorts than usual, shortest I've ever worn in a race, and the kind of skinniest tank top I've ever worn in a race. And I can tell you, I ran my best because they were made for performance. And I do believe in the Olympics, it's the same. I don't think that they're just being made for the sake of trying to promote what they want to sell, because they're very performance specific, what's worn at the likes of the Olympics. I really do believe that it helps the athletes in, you know, what they want to achieve in their sport. And I think if an athlete is working that hard for 4 years to get to the Olympics, they're not going to wear something that isn't going to support.
When you're not running in baggy leggings and a loose cardigan, you know what I mean?
Isn't it?
Paulette is back on the line. You can hear me okay, Paulette? You can.
Can you hear me now?
I can indeed. Apologies about that. You've been listening to Paul and John and Natalie and Claire there. What's your take, Paulette?
Well, I suppose, like, I would be coming from a yoga background. And I have to say, like, that quite a few years ago, I was teaching a class out in UL, in Limerick. And, you know, so this was a massive class where people would come from all different backgrounds and shapes and sizes. So you'd all have people who would want to be noticed, okay? So they would be the ones really, like, with the bra tops and the short shorts. And then you'd have the people who would come in and they would be, as Natalie said, maybe a little bit looser. And then you'd have the people who come in who really genuinely just want to practice yoga. So from my point of view, like, this always intrigued me, because the people who wanted to be noticed would bring their phones onto their mat. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of a strange thing to have.
Now, I think there's a difference, though, Paulette, is there not in, like, I imagine for yoga, again, that's probably clothing specific, isn't it? You know, you kind of need to be wearing leggings, don't you?
And, you know, I suppose this is where my background is, that, like, this is why we started Ice by Clothing 9 years ago, was the fact that being a yoga teacher, I actually had a serious problem with people in my classes with see-through leggings. And, like, we all know that yoga poses are a bit different than being in the gym or whatever. For example, with downward dog, literally your backside is in the air. So it was like see-through leggings. And then with the cleavage, like a lot of the forward folds, you'd have cleavage. So, like, that's why we set up the company, was to actually to sort out the problem with the low bra tops and see-through leggings. So that's exactly what we did. Now, my age group at the moment, like, they would be from 30 to about 75. And, like, really what you need is comfort more than anything. Then whatever way you look, you need comfort.
And the material too, isn't it? You know, sure, it's a, like, you can, if you're in the gym and you're doing some sort of high cardio workout, you need kind of breathable material.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, basically you need, like, proper non-see-through material that isn't shiny. And then you also need, like, the waistband is very important, because a lot of people would find, like, oh, the waistband is rolling down, or it's too high-waisted, or it's too, like, a spank. So all these things you have to take into consideration when you're designing your leggings. Mm. And, like, that's where we're coming from, is that comfort and non-see-through and a proper waistband.
Okay.
They're the main things
you're looking at. A listener here says, I'm a female, I attend the gym regularly, and I agree with Paul Byrne on this. The clothing worn by the younger generation has almost become bikini style-like. Unfortunately, in the majority of cases, it is to draw attention rather than a workout. Workouts are very much secondary to the gym that I visit. Another texter says, I actually stopped going to the gym because I could never get near any of the machines, with the amount of people putting on what essentially is a Hollywood production. Between the lights, sound, retake after retake, it's got to the stage I now just don't even bother going at all. Pat has got in touch. He says, I don't go to the gym, but if women are happy and comfortable to dress whatever way they want, well, it's okay with me then. Not sure if I'd be happy with people videoing in the gym on their phone, though. Another texter says, people uncomfortable with women not wearing enough clothes at the gym. How do they deal with it at the beach or at the swimming pool? Do they have a problem with the topless lads in the gym too? Load of people getting in touch with this, about this today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We're going to come back to this a little bit later. That's Paul Byrne, Natalie Lennon, Paulette Egan, Claire as well. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.